Hello, GWA Backstage. This is Baller Truth. And even though I did a questionnaire earlier today for Belle in the Woods questionnaire, I saw that there's a Disney questionnaire, and I cannot pass up the opportunity to talk about Disney. It's one of, like, several different fandoms that I'm a huge part of. And I will never pass up the opportunity to talk about Disney characters, Disney movies, Disney parks, whatever. I grew up in Southern California, so I have been to Disneyland probably 60 times in my life. And I have been to Disney World 3 or 4 times, I think. For some reason, during 2014, I was in Florida a lot. So I went almost every time I was in Florida. So I think I went 3 or 4 times that year. Might've been 2013, but regardless, I went a lot. So, I love talking about Disney. And, so I'm here to do the questionnaire by Baby Kittens, by Baby Kitten, and it's the Disney questionnaire. So short, relatively short. So it shouldn't take me too long to pound through this unless I start sharing stories, in which case, yeah, this could get a little long. So, so here we go. Question 1, what is your favorite Disney character and why? Gosh. Well, so I have a couple of different answers for this. Winnie the Pooh is one of my favorites, just because I really feel like he has a good grasp on life and values, you know, food, friends, sleeping, those kind of things are important to him. And I can kind of relate to that. So, I really like Winnie the Pooh. Plus, they always dress him up in the cutest little outfits, and I love that. I love, for people looking for the perfect gift for me, yeah, right? I have a soft spot for things dressed as other things. And for some reason, Disney really loves dressing Winnie the Pooh up as other things. And so I have a lot of cute little things with Winnie the Pooh dressed as a bumblebee or as a bear or as a cat. And it's just, you know, one of those silly things. But yeah. So Winnie the Pooh is one of my favorite Disney characters. But I have a more recent one, and he's going to come up a lot because he's like the answer to a lot of these questions. But Flynn Rider, I love him. He's my favorite Disney prince. Because he actually, you know, has a personality. Aladdin was another one that had a big personality, but that's because the movie was all about him. Flynn Rider managed to make Tangled a lot more interesting for me. He was a really good prince, in spite of him being not the main character. So my two favorite characters are Winnie the Pooh and Flynn Rider from Tangled. Number 2, if you had to compare a Disney character to myself, who would that be? A Disney character that would be like me. I think Mushu from Mulan is a lot like me. He's got great intentions, but a little misguided sometimes. I think that the Cheshire Cat, just because he's weird and cryptic and not really as helpful as he might pretend to be. I try to be helpful, like genuinely helpful, so not so much like him in that way, but I really think, and plus he's really roly-poly, and I feel like I am too, so. Let me see. Who else am I like? I feel like there's somebody else that I'm like, and I can't remember who it is. I kind of identify princess-wise with Belle, because she's a reader and she is caring and loving and sweet, you know, but she's still human in that she still was scared of the beast. It took her time to build up to being friends with him and then eventually falling in love with him. But, I really like that about her. So, so there's some selections for you. 3, favorite Disney movie. I really like Aladdin. The songs in that one are some of my favorites. Probably, you know what, my favorite Disney movie is probably, I'm going to say, Mary Poppins. I've watched that one a million times. I love that one. I sing along, even though I'm terrible at singing those really Julie Andrews high voice, high pitch voice stuff. Yeah, not so great at that. But I still sing along very poorly in my own way. But yeah, I think Mary Poppins is probably my favorite. I've seen it a number of times. I own like 3 different versions of it because they keep coming out with new versions. So yeah, I definitely think that's my favorite. If you could have a dinner with any Disney character, who would it be and why? Oh, God, Mary Poppins would be awesome. But then she'd be all, like, naggy at me. No, she wouldn't be naggy. She'd just be corrective of me. She would tell me to sit up straight and not slurp my soup or something. I don't know. I would worry about being corrected by Mary Poppins. But I feel like she would make dinner really, really fun. So there's that. Let's see. Or who else would I want to have dinner with if it was a Disney character? I think Mary Poppins would be a good one. I don't think I need anybody else. Favorite Disney song, 5, favorite Disney song. That's a tough one. I have a couple. I really love Now I See the Light from Tangled. That one is one that I love. It hits me with all the feels, and I love that. I really like, the Don't Go to Sleep song from Mary Poppins. And I like Tuppence a Bag from Mary Poppins as well. Or Feed the Birds, rather. I have a lot of Disney songs that I like. So, for me to pick just one would be really difficult. But, Candle in the Water, from Pete's Dragon, is another favorite. Those three are good. I can go with those three, but I see the Light from Tangled is probably, one of the meteoric rises because it's such a new song, but it's definitely one of my favorites already. 6, if you've been to one of the Disney parks, what was your favorite ride? My favorite ride at both any of the Disney parks is Peter Pan. I'm sorry, there's a second part to this question. If you haven't been, then what ride would be the first one you'd want to ride? Yeah. So my favorite ride is Peter Pan, because I love when you're flying over the city and all the little miniatures, and it's so well done, and it's so magical. I love that. That ride just makes me so happy. It is probably one of the least exciting rides, but just the fact that you're flying, and they make it feel like you're flying through the air over London, and you're so far up in the little tiny cars, and I love that. That's so amazing. 7, which Disney character do you not like at all? Probably Cinderella, Cinderella's stepmother and her 2 stepsisters. So what is it? Anastasia and Griselda. And Lady Greymane, I think is their last name, something like that. I don't like them. I don't like people that are mean to other people and that treat them poorly and that treat people unfairly. I really hate that. The part where they tear apart Cinderella's dress, that part always makes me cry. And it's not a sad scene, but it's the injustice of it all just always upsets me and it always makes me cry. 8, favorite Disney villain, like liking them as a villain. My favorite Disney villain. Oh, you know what? The other Disney character I don't like is the mom from Tangled, the old lady witch person. I don't like her either because I don't like the way she undermines Rapunzel's confidence and treats her like she's dumb and tries to keep her stupid. I really hate that. I really hate that. That just makes me really mad. Back to 8, favorite Disney villain. My favorite Disney villain, probably Hades from Hercules. He was funny and, I liked the character. I thought he was really funny. I think Hades from Hercules. Is there anybody else that's a villain that I actually liked? I don't know. I'm sure somebody else's answer will inspire me, but for now, Hades. Number 9, which Pixar movie made you cry the most? So, secret fact, I haven't seen a ton of Pixar movies. I know, it's a shame, right? I've seen Up. I've seen some of the Toy Story movies. Like, I've seen the last half of Toy Story 3. It's weird. I have this thing that I haven't seen Toy Story, and I don't know that I ever will. Let me think. The Incredibles I liked. So which Pixar movie made me cry the most? You know, the movie Up. Yeah, that one is pretty emotional, that first 10 minutes of it. I cried for that, I will admit. Although I did also cry at the end of because I saw the last half of Toy Story 3. I cried at the end of Toy Story 3 when he's playing with them, and that was just, yeah. So that one made me cry as well. So I don't know which one made me cry more, but Up, the first 10 minutes, and the last 15 minutes of Toy Story 3. So, number 10, do you think Frozen was worth all the hype? Why or why not? You know, Frozen, the song Let It Go was a really great song. I'm not going to argue with anybody there. It was a terrific song. And I feel like that's what all the hype was about, not so much the movie itself. The movie itself was kind of meh. The story and stuff, I was like, yeah, it's okay. Elsa being a princess doesn't really work because she wasn't a princess. She was the queen. You know, and I felt like Anna got really overshadowed by Elsa. So kind of got screwed out of that, and I feel bad for her for that. But the story itself, you know, was okay. Excuse me. I just hiccuped. Sorry. I should probably edit that out, but I don't edit, and so, yeah. Anyways, carry on. Number 11, favorite Pixar movie. Like I said, I haven't watched a ton of them. I'd probably say The Incredibles. Of all the Pixar movies I've seen, I think Incredibles is one that I've watched the most. Number 12, which Disney character would you want to have sex with and why? That's where Flynn Rider comes back into this questionnaire. I would totally bang Flynn Rider, like, yeah, like, all day long and part of the next day. Quite possibly all of the next day as well. And why? He's funny. He's charming. He does cute faces. He is noble in his own way. It takes him a while to get there, but he does get there. But yeah, I mean, he is funny, cute, sexy. He has a good heart. And he's just really nice. I like him. He's definitely my favorite prince, and I would totally have sex with him anytime he wanted. So, Flynn Rider, if you're listening to this, call me. anyways, that is the end of this questionnaire. Thank you so much, Baby Kitten, for the questionnaire on Disney. Always happy to talk about Disney, and anybody wants to do that, feel free to PM me, and I'll tell you all about my vacations and answer any questions you have about the parks or the movies or songs or anything else. Always glad to talk about Disney. Have a great night, everybody. Enjoy yourselves. Watch a Disney movie or two. And don't forget to feed the birds. Bye.